by acknowledging the project team. One of my co-investigators is here, Dr. Kathy McGilvey, and she's handing out the notes that we have for you. And then we have two other members of the team, co-investigators, and then Ann Lukow is our project coordinator. And as it was mentioned, our funding for the study was from the National Institutes of Mental Health. I'm going to tell you a little bit about the fact that the findings that we're presenting today are findings that came from a larger parent study. And the purpose of the parent study was to understand how the social context, that is community factors, organization factors, and team relationships, may influence the successful transport of an evidence-based intervention, that intervention known as the nurse-family partnership, into community practice. The design of the parent study is a multi-method, multiple case study. Just as by way of a little background, there really is relatively little research about the factors that affect the quality of implementation of nursing interventions with high-risk vulnerable populations. But one of the things that keeps coming out in the literature is that staff competence is frequently identified as key to the effective delivery of services to vulnerable populations. But really how? Why we think that staff competence, having the knowledge and the skills to be successful, is important. How that competence is produced and sustained over time is not very well investigated. The purpose of this present study that we're talking about today was to examine the challenges that nurses experience in working with vulnerable families and the strategies that they use to manage the families. And the sample were 65 nurses working in 12 different nurse family partnership programs in four of our largest state initiatives, which are in California, Colorado, Louisiana, and Pennsylvania. I've given you sort of a website if you want to know a lot more about the program itself. You could go there and get a lot of information. I'm just going to tell you briefly that the Nurse Family Partnership is a home visit intervention that starts during pregnancy, serves women from pregnancy through their child's second birthday. The target population in most communities are low-income women. They're all women experiencing the first live birth. And characteristically, they are usually about 85% or greater unmarried women, and over 55 to 60% of them are teens. So they're young women, young unmarried women, who are experiencing their first birth of a child, or at least the first live birth. The design for this study was qualitative descriptive, and it focused around an interview question that was part of a larger interview guide that we used with the nurses. But the data from which that we're going to be talking about came from this particular interview question. And we asked the nurses to think of a family in which you felt things were not going well. Maybe the family appeared disinterested in the visits, or you were concerned because despite your visits, there was little change in behavior on the part of the families. But you decided that the family didn't tell you not to come back, and you continued to visit. And then over time, you gradually noticed that some things changed for the better. And we asked them to describe such a situation. So they got to choose the family situation that they wanted to talk about. And then as they began to describe the situation, we kind of used some probes to first, once they had described the problem and how things changed, we asked them to talk about what they thought that might have brought about that change. When did the change occur in their relationship with the family? And what did they learn from this experience that they transferred to other families as they were working in the program. Our analysis was qualitative descriptive, and we used Atlas TI software to assist us with the data management and analysis. All of the interviews with the nurses had been tape recorded, and they were transcribed verbatim, and then we entered the data into Atlas TI for coding. We looked for coding for the types of challenges. We wanted to understand from the nurses' perspectives what were the challenges in these difficult families, what action the nurse took to try to deal with that challenge, and then what did they learn from that experience that they transferred to other families. And the types of challenges that the nurses talked about revolved around really three broad themes. The first one was building rapport and trust with clients. And they talked about that it was often difficult with very young teens. And when they were talking about young teens, they were talking about teens who might be 13, 14, 15, that it was often difficult for them to really develop a relationship with these young teens. Probably for many, many times the nurses were sensitive to the fact that the teens were going through a developmental phase in their own life where they were trying to separate and move away from parental authority, as they perceived it. And here was a nurse coming in as sort of a member of the organized healthcare system, and in many ways could represent to the teen another authority figure, somebody who's here to tell me how to, take care of myself and raise my child. So they thought that they needed to work around that issue. They were also sensitive to that many of the women that they were working with had maternal attachment histories that in which they had not had very many significant people stay with them during their lives. Often they had been, many of the women had reported being abandoned by parents. They may not have been raised by their own biological parents. Or they may also have, while they may have been raised by their biological parents, their parents had health and emotional problems that did not make them always available to the teen. And so they found that when the clients had come from those kinds of situations, the ability to establish rapport and trust took longer. And then, of course, there were the clients who had their own mental health issues. And they talked about the impact when clients had either symptoms of major clinical depression, had a history of psychiatric problems, that those kinds of clients were particularly difficult to develop relationships with, that it had an impact on how the relationship unfolded. The second major area was the client-family relationships. And they described four different kinds of situations there. One was that just some of the families that the women were living in were chaotic, and they had multiple problem environments. And so they were often confronted with coming out to see the woman, and there was just one new crisis after another that was occurring in the broader environment kind of thing. They also talked about another type of family relationship that was problematic was when the family, either being the mother's family or the father of the child's family or even the father of the child, the lack of support for the pregnancy. And then finally, the lack of support for maintaining. Some family members did not want them to maintain a relationship with male partner or the boyfriend. The other kinds of challenges they faced were safety issues for the client and the child that arose out of either domestic violence, sexual abuse that was going on in the home, possible drug activity that they observed in the home, and other environmental living hazards. Now, when the nurses talked about the actions they took, there were repeat positive themes that came up. And one, they talked about needing to be patient. What they described it as, you know, when you're in a relationship with a client, you're much more comfortable when the client is very verbal and very talkative. But there are clients who are very quiet. They allow the visits to occur, but they don't participate a lot. They talk in, you know, monosyllables. They answer questions, yes or no. They listen very politely. And as nurses, they said it was so much of what they guided their interaction on was the client's response. So they needed to be patient with clients who were quiet. They also talked about needing to be persistent in visiting, even when clients would break or cancel visits. They needed to demonstrate that they cared enough about that client that they would call back and they would try to reschedule that visit. They needed to be non-judgmental, not to make judgments about what was going on in the home situation or things that were shared with them. They needed to focus on tailoring the program to the client's interest. In other words, the program had certain goals, but they found that they would be more successful if they tried to identify what it was that led the client to join the program and to start where the client was, and then to really realize that they had to focus on small changes, that the goals for change needed to be small, and they needed to present the client with options. Those were common strategies used with almost all of those challenges. In certain situations, particularly the ones where they had the chaotic family situations, they talked about the need to maintain program boundaries. That is, they needed to realize the focus of the program and not get caught up in trying to solve every crisis. That many of these families had multiple other health and service providers involved who could deal with those kinds of crises, and that they didn't need to be constantly focused on crises. They also became much more skilled at openly acknowledging, in a kind way and respectful way, destructive behaviors and possible consequences, bringing that up with clients and just letting them reflect on what might really happen. And then they used referrals to community services and to be an advocate for the client with health and human service providers, and then to discuss the cases, difficult cases, with their supervisor or team. Now, some of the lessons that they learned, I think we put in some quotes here. One nurse said, "I think that it is a matter of hanging in there, making your visits when you said you were going to, because many of our clients have never had anybody they could trust for anything, including their parents. So it takes a while, but I think that with all clients, you need to show them that you're not going to give up. And I think you have to look for the things that they need most. If you can take care of that, I think that there's a really large hook to getting them engaged in the program." Another nurse said, "I think that you just have to believe that clients have the ability to change their life. You have to accept where they are and partner with them to take the small steps needed to reach their goals. You lay the foundation for change by presenting options." I think a couple of stories kind of put it into perspective. And the first story, the nurse described her 17-year-old client, a pregnant teen, as having a very flat affect and no smile. She was always very quiet during visits. The nurse began early on in the visits to recognize that the client was not gaining weight. And she began to question whether or not the client might possibly be anorexic, because she noted the client had only gained 3 pounds by 28 weeks of pregnancy. During subsequent visits, she started talking with the teen about her past history, and the teen said she had extreme nausea and could only eat small amounts before she was full, and that this really had been going on for several years, and she worried about gaining too much weight with this pregnancy. The nurse worked on nutrition with the teen and capitalized on her desire to have a healthy baby and her concern about the baby's development. And after talking with her and being patient, she was able to get the client's agreement to contact her primary care physician and to really get a psychological consult. And as a result of the consult, a diagnosis of anorexia was confirmed, and the client was started on TPN for 12-hour feedings at night. And even though you, because of her great motivation to have a healthy baby, this teen really cooperated with this kind of treatment plan, and so did her mother. And she did gain weight and had a very healthy outcome. And again, the nurse said, you need to be open. Take the client where she is. There's nothing you can do. It has to be the client's decision, and all you can do is help them. The biggest thing in my mind is a healthy baby, healthy pregnancy. Luckily, this was one who also had the same goal, to have a healthy baby. We take every step that we can get, even if it's the smallest step. In a second story, a nurse described a client in her early 20s who was living with her own dad and siblings. And the father of the child, although they were not married, did come to many of the home visits. But the client was kind of irregular in her availability for scheduled visits, and the nurse was beginning to get frustrated about not being able to see her. And she began to suspect, by virtue of behavior that she observed at times, whether or not this might be a situation that involved domestic violence. And one time she introduced during the visit kind of a general topic of domestic violence and conflictful relationships, and how that it was important that parents understood that when they themselves got emotionally upset, that a child could possibly be harmed during that. And by just bringing up the topic, the client then disclosed that her father had told her when she was about 16 that it was a woman's place to do what the man said. If she needed to be hit, then that was what she had to put up with. And the nurse kind of talked to the client about the fact that no one has a right to be hit, and gave her some resources that she might want to look at or explore if she ever thought she was in jeopardy and that she was in an unsafe situation. She also clearly made it known to the client that if she ever observed such a situation, that in the state where they were living, it was law to report domestic violence where there was a small child in the home to Child Protective Services. And that happened during pregnancy, and then later after the child was born, the client actually brought up and acknowledged to the nurse that there had been a domestic violence incident that had occurred just a couple of days before. And the nurse did go ahead and make the filing with Child Protective Services, and she said that she was sure that the client had disclosed this with her because she felt that the nurse would take action, and the client didn't feel at that point that she could do anything about it. But she did not want her son to be in such a situation. Upon reflection, the nurse believed that being non-judgmental with this client, respecting her, and then linking her to community services were helpful interventions. She commented that she had learned there is a window of opportunity for people to take information and do something with it. Until somebody's ready to make a change, the information is kind of like a lock and a key. The key doesn't fit until there's a certain time that it can open that lock. We are a resource and a support. We can't force change, only offer the tools for it and the rationale.